Okay, so we're diving into some pretty heavy stuff you've been thinking
Yeah, really interesting stuff.
about like AI and the whole future of, well, everything, really.
Right, it's a lot.
It feels huge, you know, like we're talking AI taking over jobs, maybe even creating this utopia, or maybe not.
Exactly. That's the big question, isn't it? Utopia or
Yeah.
dystopia? And then what does it even mean to be human if AI is calling the shots?
Totally. And you've been grappling with these questions in a really personal way too, like with your own dreams of, you know, ditching the daily grind for van life and just exploring.
Yeah, that's the dream, right? To have the freedom to actually live life on your own terms. But is that even possible in a world where work is optional? Like, what happens to purpose and motivation when you don't need to work? It's a fascinating dilemma.
It is, right? Because on one hand, you've got this vision of AI making everything so efficient that we've got abundance for everyone.
Which sounds amazing in theory, right?
Totally. But then there's the flip side. Like, will that abundance be shared? What about the people whose jobs disappear? You've mentioned universal basic income as a possible
It's
solution.
an idea that's been floating around for a while.
But you're also a little skeptical, right? Like, even if everyone's basic needs are met, it doesn't necessarily equal a fulfilling life.
You're hitting on something really important there. I mean, historically, humans have always found meaning in struggle, in overcoming scarcity. So what happens when that's gone? It's almost like we have to redefine what it means to have a meaningful life when our basic needs are met. It might not be about conquering the next challenge, but about something more internal, you know?
Totally. And maybe that's where the whole exploration thing comes in. It's not just about having a free time, it's about what you do with that freedom, right? Like you talked about wanting to travel, experience new
Yeah,
things.
exactly. It's about engaging with the world on a deeper level, seeking out experiences rather than just stuff. And, you know, there's actually a lot of research that shows experiences tend to bring more lasting happiness than material possessions.
Which is kind of cool when you think about it, because it suggests that maybe we're wired for this kind of exploration, for seeking out meaning beyond just the material.
Absolutely. And maybe AI, by freeing us from some of the constraints of survival, could actually push us towards that kind of fulfillment, you know?
Okay, but then there's that other big question, the one that seems to be at the core of all this for you. If AI is handling everything, what does it even mean to be human? What's left for us?
That's the million-dollar question, right? And I think it's one that everyone's grappling with right now, from philosophers to, like you said, the people actually programming these AI systems.
It's kind of scary, honestly.
It is scary. It's exciting, too, though, because it forces us to confront some really fundamental questions about ourselves. And maybe, just maybe, this isn't about losing our humanity, but about evolving it.
So instead of fearing the robots, maybe we should be asking ourselves what we want our relationship with them to be.
Exactly. What if AI is the key to unlocking parts of ourselves we didn't even know were there? Like, imagine a world where we're free to explore creativity, connection, even spirituality on a whole new level.
Wow, okay, now you're blowing my mind a little bit. But seriously, this has been an incredible deep dive.
It really has. You've given us a lot to think about.
You've been so focused on how AI will change the world, but what if the real revolution happens within each of us? What hidden talents or passions might emerge when you're not bound by the old definitions of work and success?
It's a question worth asking yourself, definitely.
Definitely. Something to ponder.